road tripping with a government-mandated black box.
Marketplace Morning Report is produced in association with the University of Southern California and is supported by Reputation.com, whose Reputation Defender service is designed to help businesses and professionals improve their search results. Learn more at Reputation.com.
From APM in New York, I'm David Brancaccio, exploring the latest on how technology is changing our lives and our society. So-called black boxes are on airplanes. Well, it turns out many newish cars have something similar, devices that collect data that can help determine what happened in an accident. The National Highway Traffic Safety Administration is pushing for all new cars and light trucks to have these devices. The last chance for the public to comment on these new rules is today, and privacy activists are among those raising concerns. Marketplace's Quina Kim reports.
Everybody calls it a black box, but its official name is Event Data Recorder, or EDR for short, and about 90% of cars already have one. Jim Harris is a traffic accident expert. He says the proposed regulation has specific requirements. The EDR is running all the time, but it's only required to keep 5 seconds of data before a crash. And
how fast it's going, steering wheel angle, accelerator pedal position, brake application, things of this nature as far as driver input.
Harris says EDRs don't track location because it's only interested in determining what happened in a crash.
We understand the value of EDRs in general, but we think that the agency needs to do a better job of protecting car owner privacy.
Nate Cardozo is a lawyer with Electronic Frontier Foundation, a civil liberties group. He says the proposed regulations have requirements, but not restrictions.
It's not required that they track location. It's not required that they record video, but it's also not prohibited. There's nothing to prevent an EDR from recording 5 minutes or 5 months of data before a crash.
Cardozo says that the information could be used against drivers. Could the police access it without a warrant? And what about insurance companies?
So the scenarios that we see are insurance companies using this data to set rates based on what they think the EDR shows about your driving habits.
Cardozo says some insurance policies already require access to EDR data, although several states have made it illegal. Russ Rader at the Insurance Institute of Highway Safety says car makers rely on the data to develop new safety features.
We need flexibility in a rule that can accommodate safety technologies in the future that perhaps we can't even imagine.
Cardozo, the civil liberties lawyer, says that if automakers need that data, the law should require them to disclose it to consumers. In San Francisco, I'm Quina Kim for Marketplace.